96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Good morning and welcome to Guardian Radio AM. Today is Thursday, October 5th. Until after 11 o'clock in the morning. Once again, this is CA Nuri and I shall be your host for the day as we have a discussion about a big tournament that's happened this weekend. Now, I'm not sure if you heard about it, but it's being circulated all through social media. Everybody is talking about this tournament and it's called the Reloaded Baseball Tournament?
Reloaded Baseball, Invitational Baseball Tournament.
And it seems like everybody has come to this one. This is like the big one now where every single league is going to be present at this baseball tournament, which is going to be starting on Saturday and go straight through the holiday, which is on Monday.
Monday.
Yes. In studio with me, we have Stephen Benneby, who's the administrator and coach. And also we have Perron Burnside, who's the president of the Reloaded. What's the full name? What's the exact name?
Reloaded Baseball.
So now let's talk about Reloaded Baseball, what it is. So I'm going to speak to Perron. Explain what this Reloaded Baseball League is.
Okay, Reloaded started last year. We took some kids over and we went to a PG tournament in Orlando. And after watching our kids play in relation to our international counterparts, we saw the disparity in talent. So a few of us sat down after the tournament. We was like, you know, we need to get our kids to international standards. In country, we only have basically a few leagues. And we always keep ourselves to the standard in the Bahamas. So we said we wanted to take it to international standards. So what we did, we came home and we started Reloaded Baseball last year. So we played baseball 12 months of the year. We hammer down fundamentals, skill sets.
You play baseball the whole year?
The whole year. We never stop. Because in country, it's normally a dead season. From like June until January, there's nothing going on in country. So we decided to take the kids to international standards by playing baseball, developing them with our coaches. We formed a strategic partnership with iElite International, who trained many Bahamians and got them signed, the likes of Jazz Chisholm. With our tournament this weekend, we invited all of the Jazz Chisholm teams to participate in our tournament. And they welcome the reps and welcome the competition, because with reps and competition comes development. So Reloaded is, we're about developing our kids and taking them to international standards and walking them into scholarships.
Let me talk to Bishop Benneby. Right, one of my good cousins here. Burnside mentioned all of the leagues are coming. I want to throw out some names. Because I when you say all the leagues, I get overwhelmed at all participating. So tell me who all are coming.
Okay, we have kids coming from Freedom Farm. We have kids coming from JBLN. We have kids coming from Mario Ford's camp. We still aren't sure about what Mikey Butler is going to do. That's the Ed and Bristol League. We have teams coming out of Exuma. We had teams coming out of Abaco, but unfortunately they are not going to be able to make it this trip. We're going to really miss them because last time they did a good job in participating. And a lot of parents are also doing walk-on. What we have is, if a parent is interested in their child playing baseball and they come to us and they say, look, James, we'd like for our son to be a part of this. We take them in, we welcome them in, and we place them on different teams. We're not going to turn away any kid who wants to learn the sport of baseball.
And what age are we talking about when you talk about this tournament?
Well, we're talking about from coach pitch. Coach pitch, T-ball. Sorry about T-ball. T-ball starts at 4 years old. So once your kid is 4 years old and he's able to move about, we want him to come down and have some fun. T-ball is the fun years of baseball. Those are for the kids between 4 and 6, and the parents get a chance to run up and down behind them.
I like how you lied to the children just now. I love it. T-ball is also foundational, right? It is hand-eye coordination. It is a great space to prepare your child for their athletic body across disciplines. Yeah. And it's fun. And when it's fun, it means that they sometimes you get chafing from other kids because you didn't do it right. But in this space, T-ball, children don't chafe each other like that, but they do get to learn those foundational skills, hand-eye coordination.
You're correct on that. And then we go right up to the age of 14, 16. In this case, we have a team coming down from Exuma, and part of Reloaded's mandate is to develop the Family Islands also. Okay?
Let me challenge you all, since I have the president and administrator here. President Burnside said that they go into a tournament and they find that some of the skills were lacking. Baseball is a big thing in the Bahamas. We just win a tournament just a couple of years ago when we sent a team to represent us, right? We have Jazz Chisholm, right? We have a stadium now. We have a school someplace. We still have a school?
And the regional baseball community has expressed their confidence in the quality of baseball training and operation in the Bahamas.
So this is my question. How can you suggest that there is a disparity? What is causing this disparity? When I say, man, we ahead, man. I thought we was the best in the Caribbean.
No, if you look at, we're talking about foundational years. So the kids we take away are 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Mm-hmm. These are the years that are lacking when it comes to getting to international standards. Mm-hmm. In country, the older kids are being developed.
Right, and what happens is in those foundational years, you generate more talent. So you'll have more Jazz Chisholms if you focus on the sort of primary care of the athletes.
And that's exactly right, Aaron. That is why he formed the Jazz Chisholm Foundation, mm-hmm. which is also helpful to us to build mm-hmm. Better baseball players and also softball players. When we talk about Reloaded as a development program, we start from scratch. If we find a guy who can't even just turn around properly, we teach him how to turn around. Mm-hmm. One of the things we stress is defense. Because in order for you to play baseball or softball, whatever it be, you have to be able to catch and throw. You got to be able to catch and protect yourself. Mm-hmm. That's first and foremost.
And it's nothing more disappointing than hitting like the age of 15 and you go to a baseball camp international and you realize that half of the people at the camp with you, their parents took them out of school at age 4, homeschooling them and providing professional training, particularly in the world of soccer and football. Some parents are personally coaching their kids from the age of 3. So by the time you hit the international camp at 15, you realize that you're like 8, 12 years behind what some kids younger than you can do, right? And it's extremely important, both in education and in athletics.
Yes.
Well, like the president mentioned, we saw the lacking. We saw that lacking. Yeah. And what we're doing is we have a limited amount of coaches, and we like to invite more people who are like-minded, baseball-minded, to come out and help us assist.
Yeah.
Our program is not based on you signing a major league contract. Our program is based on you getting an education through baseball.
And I'll give you an example about what development does from a younger age. Mm-hmm. So we started a year ago, and we during this time, we trained our kids. We took them to a PG tournament.
Yeah.
The early part of this year. At the tournament in Orlando, we took two kids, 32 kids, and we're a nonprofit, and we funded the entire trip from funds we raised. So we took 32 kids, didn't have to pay for anything, tickets, hotel. We had training at a facility before the tournament with iElite and their professional staff, and we took them into the tournament. At the tournament, because of the type of play, and we have never been seen in the U.S., it was our first trip at a tournament, I was approached by the head umpire. I was approached by coaches of other teams inquiring as to where we came from. Mm-hmm. So they said they'd never seen a team like us from the Bahamas. So I said, we're from Nassau. And they said, well, they only know of the two leagues from down here. And when they looked at our kids, they said, y'all look really good for the first time around. And in fact, two of them who are from the Jacksonville area, they have their own leagues with over 1,000 kids in it, mm-hmm. have engaged us to come down and bring teams to help us with the development. Because I told them about, I said, we're just trying to develop the kids to this standard over here.
Yeah.
And they said, listen, it takes reps, it takes different looks, and it takes training. And it takes a coordinated effort.
Yeah.
We have had so far, since that trip in Orlando, we've been reached out to from several baseball organizations in Florida as well to interact with the development. So we're focusing on the foundational years.
Yeah.
You know, baseball has been brought to a level in the country. But I think that the lacking area, reiterating what Nuri asked, is starting from ground zero.
Yeah.
If we start from ground zero, imagine how many Jazz Chisholms you'll have. Or imagine how many kids we could get into colleges.
Which is, for me, far education more is important.
Education for us, our mandate is to get our kids into colleges,
mm-hmm.
get them full scholarships into colleges. And we've been interacting already.
Right. And, I don't want to diminish Jazz's achievements, right? Jazz is obviously a well-trained baseball player. He was able easily transition from, what, shortstop or second base to the outfield, right? He was, I don't know if easily, because you could see his spirit. He wanted to slug every ball out of the park, but you could see him adjust to the injury and getting his body back to whatever the new 100% is. And that takes more than just going out there and hitting balls every day.
You know, Aaron, I watched the game which they played last night.
Yeah.
And the commentator, one of the things they talked about, and they talked about it in detail, is Jazz Chisholm's, his allure. And they talked about how he is eventually going to be the face of baseball.
Yeah.
They talked about his smile. They talked about his character. And they brought all this up.
I remember in, I think it's the Guardian or the Tribune, the image, it was Bahamian Day. I think it was Bahamian Day, Miami Marlins. One little white kid, all he wanted to do was meet Jazz Chisholm, buddy. All he wanted to do was meet Jazz, and Jazz took the time out to make space for Shorty Boy.
But let's talk about the tournament now.
Yes.
Let's talk Saturday, right?
Mm-hmm.
I need to know time. I need to know where. I need to know what to expect. I need to know who should come.
Okay. And when do the athletes need to be there?
Yes.
Okay. The tournament starts on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to officially start on Saturday. The games begin at 10 o'clock.
Okay.
By midday today, we should have the rosters out.
All right.
Okay. We're going to start at 10 and we have four dedicated fields for the kids. So like I said, we're going to have, we're on field one, we have a coach pitch game. Field two, we have a T-ball game. Field three, we have a 10U game. Then we have a 12U game. And after we get that through to that with the coach pitch.
Yeah.
And the T-ball, we'll be able to move into a 14U game.
All right.
So we have those different categories. And it's open to everybody. This event is open to the public. One of the things, my president, Mr. Burnside, when we talked about it, one thing we did is we made sure that we ain't charging to come through that gate. Okay?
Yeah.
So everybody's welcome. We want you to come down and patronize the concession stand. Water, Gatorade, different type drinks we have. So we welcome in the whole.
No entry fee. Come out, buy some drinks, buy some concessions, stay hydrated, keep your tummy filled. You got four games going at a time. How many games you expect for the day? About eight or?
We're going to have more than eight. We're going to have
for
more.
For the first day?
For the first day, because each field we really have it designated. Now we may have four games on each field.
Wow, awesome.
So you're talking about 16 plus games.
It's a full day of activity.
Yes,
full day of baseball.
Bring your kids out. Do you have room for more volunteers? Is it too late to
bring more volunteers? We need more volunteers.
Who do we contact if we want to volunteer for the tournament?
Mr. President, you have the...
We on our website, it's very interactive. It's called ReloadedBaseball242.com. They have a tab on there with any inquiries or anything you want to do in regards to Reloaded.
Now, look here. Some of these people are grandparents. And they ain't seen their grandchildren in a long time. And they got some money in their pocket they want to give you. But they ain't going online to figure it out. You have a cell phone number that they can call. And then you can say, hey, you can drop the money at this location. Is any other way to contact you?
Yes, you could reach out on WhatsApp 423-0653.
Are there any price for tickets? How do they get inside?
No. We're not charging to come inside.
It's free.
It's free.
Yeah. Don't say that. What you're going to do is, you know it's free.
I know it's free now.
But you would pretend like you're treating your whole family to the baseball.
Okay. So we're going to have Blue Plate Catering on site as well.
Okay.
He's gonna do a menu.
They're going to have a menu out, mobile kitchen, everything on site.
So I can buy food?
Yes.
I can come home hungry?
Yes. We want you to come hungry.
Fritters, crack, hot dogs, hamburgers, baseball food, all day, all night. In the morning, we'll have breakfast. We'll have sauce, chicken sauce, sheep tongue.
Every day, Monday, Friday, Saturday through Monday.
Saturday and Sunday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. Yep.
Okay, awesome. Now, Sunday is church day. Are you starting the games a little later on Sunday?
Yes, we are, out of respect.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
so I need to know what time you start on Sunday.
Sunday is starting at 1 o'clock.
At 1 o'clock?
After church.
That'd give me plenty of time to pray for my team.
And eat, and then come out there.
Yeah, without a doubt. Get the kids out after church, dress them down, put a little snack in their belly, head out there. Find my place to camp out in the stands, find a field I watch in, and then settle in for the day.
Yes, definitely.
I want to talk more about Reloaded. This is a league, a separate league, and you're hosting the tournament.
No, we are not a league.
We're not a league.
Tell me, explain that.
We are a development program. Mm-hmm. We don't compete with leagues. We are a development program. You may have a son, Aaron may have a son, and you bring him out to the park to play. One plays at Freedom Farm, one plays at JBLN. We welcome you. Okay?
To whatever activity.
Wherever you go into play after we finish with training, it's left up to you and your parent.
Absolutely.
We're just interested in development.
Yeah, we at Reloaded, we are not competing with anybody. And just recently, just 2 days ago, we actually had a scrimmage with a developmental group with CJ from Freedom Farm. And we send a message out. We don't have any issue. And we want to develop all the kids across the country. We interacted just recently. We just donated some equipment into Abaco with Troy Feast and his developmental league. We donated those baseball helmets, cleats, bats. We wanted to help all the kids from ground level.
This is an excellent model for other sports disciplines as well, gentlemen. Now, I got a question I have to ask. I got a soccer in the studio.
You have two soccers in the studio.
Oh, boy. God is good.
All the time. Sack. You got a Comet in the room.
And Kingsway.
Just about to ask you. Kingsway Saints,
Kingsway
eh?
Kingsway Saints.
Well, look here. Look at how Burnett Road claiming everybody today. Look here. Awesome. Are high schools and junior high schools and primary schools, are they supporting this program by facilitating the movement of students to Reloaded?
I'm glad that y'all mentioned SAC. So I had to mention Kingsway because before we went to our summer travel ball trip, we engaged Kingsway, who embraced us to use their fields for training. Okay. And we did that for the entire time while we were training our two teams to actually take to Orlando to participate.
Big up Kingsway. Did you ask SAC or QC? If you would ask us, we would say, I don't know what we would have said, but pick up Kingsway, man.
Yeah,
That's awesome.
You know, and they have two fields that we really had access to. Mm-hmm. And we didn't have any problems with usage. And it's very conducive to the youth.
Yeah, absolutely. I want to say to the Minister of Energy and Transport, right? Here's a conversation that you should be tuned into. Because one of the things needed to make support programs like these sustainable is access to public transportation. It needs to be reliable, right? Bus drivers need to know that students are relying on them to get to their extracurricular activities. And we need to figure out how to get these buses running a little later in the evening, especially in the winter when it gets darker. We got to just figure it out. How do we support the bus drivers and support the students and support the parents who can't necessarily move the children to where they need to be?
Well, you know, at our program, we don't leave until the last kids get picked up.
Yeah.
We don't want to encourage parents to keep us out there till after 9, 10 o'clock at night.
Right.
But I want you to understand that we have a very safe environment.
Yes, good.
And we also have police protection.
Awesome.
Yeah, so we provide security. Every practices, we provide the kids with free hydration.
Yeah. Water and Gatorade.
Gatorade, every practice we have.
This is awesome.
Yeah.
And mind you, my child is interested in learning how to play softball. She's two left feet, right? And I see you're a development specialist. How do I go about that? I'm trying to understand fees. How do I show up with her to say, hey, she wants to participate?
Okay, first of all, I'll let the president talk about the fees part of it, mm-hmm. and I will talk about the development, especially the softball program.
Okay.
Yeah, so with the fees, we charge now administrative fee of $200 for the year. It's annual, 12 months, not a baseball year.
Yeah.
In that, we provide, once your kids are in the program, the training is free, water, Gatorade, uniforms we supply, travel ball trips are free. We are a nonprofit, and we raise our money to fund who we take when we take kids away to travel to compete. We have coaches that we bring in internationally. Mm-hmm. We have some stuff upcoming. We're going to have a pitchers and catchers camp upcoming next month where we're actually bringing in international professionals to teach our kids the proper mechanics with pitching and catching. I think from a pitching standpoint, that is lacking from the lower levels. In our country, and we need the proper mechanisms in place here. Because I watched, the sentiment in country is, you know, younger kids shouldn't throw a curveball, shouldn't throw, I've heard this all the time. And when we went away, these kids throwing sinkers, curveball from
kid pitch. But they playing parking every day, right? Every day practicing.
But I believe that it's sad so much in country because we don't know how to teach the kids that. So we just discourage it. And then we put our kids at a disadvantage, like plays baseball. He's 10 years old. And when we went to our first tournament, he's like that. They throwing curves. They throwing sinkers. Why do they tell us not to hurt our arms? Because they don't know
how to teach them properly.
So we're going to bring, we have this catcher's camp coming up shortly. We're going to use the Blue Hills playing fields. Mm-hmm. Thank you to the NSA who are strategic. And they've been, Moses and Martin Burrows over there have been, heaven sent. But helping us out, giving us the facilities. We actually just, from Reloaded, we're in the process of completing a bullpen and a batting cage that was not out there. It's going to be completed by next week. We're going to have it turfed out. We're going to have pitching machines. Just so we can enhance from the lower level up. Foundation is key.
Yeah.
You know, I think we've been missing that somewhat in country. And we want to take it to that level internationally. Once we get the kids to the international standards, we want to map them into scholars. If we start from the foundation level, it makes it so much easier as opposed to you're trying to take a 14 or 15-year-old child.
And we're not just talking scholarships to university, right? We're talking high school level scholarships.
We're talking high school. Yes.
Nice.
So we try to get you up as early as possible.
If we map it out from younger, how much easier would it be?
Absolutely. You know? Now, see, this is a pipeline I like. I like sports to university pipeline.
Yes.
That's education, what I greasing up.
Education is key.
Yeah.
That's foundation.
Without a doubt. Mr. Nuri, I'm excited.
I didn't know such a thing existed.
A development program. That supports
leagues. Well, I'm sure that you can support high schoolers and primary schoolers who are they're having challenges saying, well, this kid is talented, but they need to finesse this particular strategy or skill.
Well, let me interrupt here with the softball program that we are now brought on stream with Reloaded. We have brought a softball program on for kids from the children from the ages of 6-year-old up to 14. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, I've been in softball for about 35, 40 years now. I've been involved at JBLN for about 15 to 20 years. And through that softball program that I was asked to institute, along with my wife, Sherry. I must say, for the last 15-plus years, we've gotten about 50 to 60 girls off to school.
Nice.
And this has started at that. Very few of them we got at the college level.
Yeah.
The majority of those girls, we got them off at the age of 13, 14. Okay? And that really was my motivating factor. To continue. I was glad when Reloaded decided that we're going to also bring softball on board. because that's one of my specialties. Okay? And we would like to invite as many of the females out as possible, because we're going to teach the basics and we're going to try to get as many of them off to school. For the past 6 to 8 years, except for the 2 years of COVID, mm-hmm. we've been taking teams to Washington, teams to New York, North Carolina, and a lot of these coaches, they come and walk up to you, coach, what about that one? Is she available? You know, mm-hmm. they can't talk to the player, so they'll come to the coach. Yeah. And you'll be surprised how many of them have gone through that process and been recognized and gotten scholarships off to school.
And to realize this and actualize this, it only requires a shift in consciousness from us, the Bahamian people.
Yeah.
Because typically, when we're looking at it from the male perspective, male athletics, we see professional and major league sports as a signal of success. Did you get to the NBA? Did you get to the MLB? But when we're talking about women on that side of the sporting world, where there are fewer professional leagues for women, the pinnacle is university level competition, education. Right? Yes. On this side of the world, and then professional sports on the other side of the world, Europe, Middle East, China, and Asia. Like, those are the spaces for women in professional sports, and they're generating a lot of money. But if with a shift in perspective, we realize that there's great value for women in sports, taking them to the collegiate level. And then you don't see it in the Western world, but there's a whole world of professional sports for women.
You know, I just to say, before you go on, my granddaughter, Gabby,
mm-hmm.
she started at JBLN. She was able to get an scholarship to go off to high school.
Mm-hmm.
She went off to high school on a softball scholarship. Now she's in the university in Texas doing her nursing degree because she was able to use softball mm-hmm. as a stepping stone into furthering her education.
Right. And if she want to get back into the sports medicine.
Well, when she comes home during the summer, she'll always say, Grumpy, I'm coming to help you with those girls with pitching.
Mm-hmm.
I have a grandson who's off. Yeah. He went through the same thing. He got a baseball scholarship.
Yeah.
At the age of 12, 13. He's now in university in Kansas. We know the program of what we are into right now can be a success. We only ask for parents to allow their children to come out and participate. And we ask for anybody in the corporate world who are able to sponsor. We are self-funded. Mm-hmm. Funded. The president does a hell of a job in going out there and helping us raise funds.
Absolutely. And to parents.
So donations.
It's discipline, right? Like, yes, sometimes you don't want to go to take them to practice, but you can't let them see that.
And Aaron,
you got to figure it out. Get them to practice.
You know, parents come and they say, Coach Bishop, they'll call you or they'll come to you and say, I need you to come talk to my son. I need you to come talk to my daughter.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because you can get through to them.
Yeah.
Okay, one of the things that the president, he'll talk more about, is the educational part of baseball and softball, because we got to teach them the game, the fundamentals of the game.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
that's where Reloaded comes in.
I want to talk about, I guess, yeah, I have a text asking how a five-year-old can join. But I want to talk about schools would have their softball program. We're talking softball now, program, right? But their kids need their development. I want to know, how do you at this present time approach school to say, hey, we here. I see you have a child who's talented and they're not a part of any league. They don't specifically have any interest in the league, but they're talented. They play softball in school, right? They're all around, basketball, whatever it is. But they need to finesse that softball skills. Does Reloaded identify, say, come this way, speak to high school coaches, primary school coaches, say, don't worry, we got this one.
We've just started that. Like I said, the president asked me to go ahead and commit to doing a softball program as part of Reloaded. And I've already reached out to quite a bit of school teachers. Okay? The PE teachers. We want you to let your kids come out. And then you're going to see us more visible now. As soon as you see the government schools now start their softball program, which don't start till next year, March. But we have two schools that come out there on a regular basis. And they have already begun practicing. I've already begun working with them for their when their school opens in March, when they open their softball programs.
Mm-hmm. And you mentioned your 12-month program.
Yes.
Year-round.
Year-round.
Like, what time do people come out to be a part of your Reloaded program?
So what we have scheduled practices every week. Sometimes we tweak the times, depends on what is going on.
Mm-hmm.
The fall ball league going on, we adjusted some time, so we have a full Reloaded practice on Fridays.
Okay.
We have about now 70 some kids in the program. We have a waiting list of about over 300 trying to get in.
Wow.
But we want to do quality, not quantity.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So we don't want to have 300 kids and only have 10 coaches.
Yeah.
So we want to make sure that we are making an impact, and we've already seen it in the past year. We've seen kids who never threw a baseball before at the age of 11. And now mm-hmm. they're hitting, have the proper mechanics down pat. Some of them are even pitching, you know? And it brings joy when you have parents who send me all the videos, you know, because mm-hmm. we do a lot of fundamental training. And we do like a lot of some of the kids in the program. What we do, we see, like, you know, your balance is off. You get a balance board made, give it to them, give them videos to practice at home, and they send you the videos, you know, showing you exactly mm-hmm. what you're doing. And some of the parents too, the kids, they love Reloaded so much, they go to sleep in their Reloaded paraphernalia, their gear. It's like they want to go to school with the hat on. When we did our travel ball,
well, look here, I'm gonna need a Reloaded uniform for Halloween, people.
Yeah?
Yeah, no, I can need one for Halloween. Yes. I go into the treating.
Okay.
No problem with that.
Yeah, I be the kids.
I'll bring you back today.
I leave an exercise.
I'll bring you back today. I'll bring you a uniform and a cap.
There you go.
Awesome. That's how Reloaded moves. We at it.
Just
we going
speak
at
word.
It.
Just speak the word.
When my Uncle Stanley Mitchell see me in my softball, baseball uniform, and I tell him about how I was playing baseball for 30 years.
He'll take that picture of you and put it in his archives.
There you go. But let's talk about the event again.
Yes.
See, I got to keep on reminding people that Saturday the big tournament starts.
Yes.
And you'll have all kind of leagues coming to participate. I want you to give names again to the league who's coming, right? I want to give the time of when it starts.
And where are we going?
Where are we going? Yes, all of that. So people have in their mind that this is the activity to do, especially for the holiday.
Yes.
Few people know that Monday's a holiday.
Yeah.
Monday's a holiday. And if you don't have anything planned on Monday, you need to come out at the baseball fields, on the Blue Hill baseball fields.
That's when we're going to play the championships on Monday.
The championship game. That's a big game.
Yes. Okay?
So you go over that again.
Yeah, so we start Saturday, Blue Hills playing fields at 10 a.m. You'll have the opening ceremony. Immediately after, we'll start the competitive games. Sunday, we start at 1 to give everyone a chance and to do... go to church and do the Sunday routine, and then come out to the fields, and we'll be playing. Our game should run straight till dark. And then it's similar to a round robin, so we do the championship games on Monday. Mm-hmm. So we start at 10 a.m. in the morning, and we just play all the games out for the rest of the day. We'll have Blue Plate catering all day. Crack Conk. You're going to have hot dogs, ooh, burgers, baseball food, fritters.
Mm-hmm. Blue Plate, put some vegan burgers in there. Just put one or two.
Consider
vegan
it
burgers.
Done. All you got to do is say it. That's how we do it at Reloaded. Just say it and it's done.
Now, you need a ball. You need ball boys and ball girls. You need volunteers.
We can use volunteers because retrieving the balls will be good. Because like I said and like the president said, we are self-funded. So all of this stuff, we had to purchase.
Okay.
And we purchase it through donations.
Yes.
And just by having these events.
We'll also have paraphernalia.
Okay.
No.
We have caps to sell. We have jerseys to sell. We have visors.
Tumblers. All on sale.
Nice. My child has, what do you call it? What do you have to do? Sign the volunteer thing for school.
A waiver.
No, okay. They got to sign every year. In order to graduate, you got to do volunteer thing.
Yeah, community service.
So can she come and volunteer and you sign that form?
Yes.
Of course.
Listen.
So if your child needs to do some community service to graduate, just in time to come on the weekend and volunteer until you get your signature.
I have signed so many female that volunteer thing for the schools.
Good.
Oh, this is great.
Yes.
This is a good space.
So they can come out and assist us. We need runners. We need persons to helped to mandate some of the mind some of the stations, et cetera, et cetera.
Okay.
We also have in the program, which we didn't touch on, if any of kids in our program are falling down from a education standpoint, we offer them, do you have tutoring in place that assists them?
Tutoring too.
Yeah.
Look at this.
Tutoring available for participants.
If the parent approaches us and says, listen, our son, daughter is falling down in this area, in that area, we provide them.
One of the things we have a group out there, a reloaded group out there, and you would be surprised the amount of parents who publicize their child's achievements, especially at school.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's very encouraging because what that does, I tell the other guy over here, I need to buckle up. Because I want my mommy to be able to send my grades there so they can see what is what.
Yeah.
Okay. And we're raising leaders, you know, the future leaders of the country.
But I'm impressed. Give me some phone contact. We're going to transition now. So give me some phone contact on how to get in contact with you for coaches, for volunteers, and also for
sponsors
to get in contact with you to say be part of this for this weekend.
So our WhatsApp contact, again, is 423-0653. So you can send any inquiries there, anything, and we'll have someone who will reach out to you immediately.
Absolutely. And the website, ReloadedBaseball242.com.
When you go on there, we document everything we've done.
You have social media? I'm a social media person.
Yes, we have Instagram. We have everything.
Oh, okay. What's this in social media?
So just search Reloaded Baseball
242. Yes, everything is on there. Once you go on there, everything, our Instagram, everything.
And the link, so you could link from the main website.
Directly.
Okay.
Okay. But we'll transition now. We're going to take this break right now.
Yeah, I just want to say to the National Ben Gay distributor.
Old people.
Can be there. Yeah, we could be there.
Yeah.
My bones is ache just watching young people have fun.
I just like baseball food, so I'm excited about that, hamburgers and hot dogs. So
no matter who you are, there's a reason to be there.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Even if you're miserable like me and you just want to look at young people and then make fun of them quietly from the back of the stand so they can't hear it, but you and your other old people friends having fun.
And the child can take advantage of this community service signature, so we'll come and volunteer.
As well. Yeah, a great outing for the holiday weekend.
So this Saturday, starting at what time?
9 o'clock.
9 o'clock this Saturday and ending on the championship game on Monday. What time it starts on the championship game?
1 p.m.
starts. Right, 1 Sunday PM. Starts at 1 p.m.
Yes. Sunday starts at 1 p.m.
Yes.
Okay, so we'll take this commercial break right now. Producer, and thank you very much. We are speaking to the president of Reloaded. What's the full name? Reloaded Bahamas?
Reloaded Baseball.
That's Baron Burnside. And of course, we're speaking to Bishop Stephen Benneby, who's the administrator and the coach at Reloaded Baseball. And we'll be right back.
My new softball coach.
Funny, all black up yesterday.
But she says she bumped into a wall when she's running after the churn them.
Yeah, but last Saturday, you see her arm was all black and blue, right?
What you saying? You think something wrong between her and Jack?
I ain't sure, but you know Jack is a jealous man. I hear him and Cora last Friday. I hear him say he hear Cora have eyes for Junior.
Now, you know that ain't true. Cora is a good woman. Does mind her business, take care of them churn, and go to church every Sunday. So what you think we should do?
I think we should report Jack, you know. Cora don't say nothing, but silence hides violence, and we don't want to line up in the cemetery.
Not me? I ain't getting in nobody business, then Jack come after me and I land up next to Cora.
No, man, we could call or text Crime Stopper. And remember, we can even get some grocery money for our tip.
Remind me again how does work.
We can call them in Miami at 328-TIPS or 328-8477. Or when we in the island, call toll-free at 300-TIPS or 300-8477. And if you don't have no minutes, use the Crack Crime Bahamas app and we could text them. And the messages get on mix-up before it leave your phone so nobody can know what you saying.
So what are we waiting on then? Let's go earn some grocery money.
Some medical facilities pride themselves on offering multiple services. At Fourth Terrace Diagnostic Center, imaging is what we do. Same goes for imaging at Grosvenor. Whether you need an x-ray, mammogram, CAT scan, or ultrasound, we have a team of board-certified radiologists on staff, on site, each with their own area of expertise. Results are submitted to your doctor within 24 hours. Call 328-8157 to schedule an appointment at 4th Terrace Diagnostic Center or Imaging at Grosvenor today.
The Grand Bahama News is available every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian.
Buy your local paper at Freeport convenience stores, Western Bakery, DeGregory's Fine Foods, and Bellevue Gifts. Want to reach your Grand Bahama customers? Then call Barefoot Marketing at 827-4578 or message them for ad rates via their Facebook page. Advertising opportunities now include classified ads too. Keep up with all the latest Grand Bahama news in the Nassau Guardian newspaper every Tuesday.
Welcome back to Garden Radio AM with C.A. Nuri. I enjoyed that show. I didn't know that it existed. Reloaded Baseball
Development Program.
Development Program.
Which is separate from an individual league. They accept students from all, athletes from all of the leagues, yeah. Right?
And they get to travel and they develop and they foster scholarships and opportunities for young people.
Right. For $200 a year fee.
And plus a year out. This right. is the first time I heard it's not off season.
12 months of programming, yeah. Right? You travel for free if you're part of the team that travels. They have
the free thing.
They provide hydration and refreshments. They have a secure facility. They have police protection. They don't leave, no child is left alone, mm-hmm. Right? At the end of the day, they do a give, they just told us they do a athlete giveaway where they encourage the participants to bring their old equipment and things. They clean them up and then they give them to other participants in need. It's an amazing program.
Yeah. But before we go,
they provide tutoring.
Yeah, tutoring too. But before we go, I want to get back that you are on some kind of panel. When this is? I want to talk about that.
You catch me on the solar panel?
No, you know exactly what you're talking about. I only have 15 minutes, right, so you got to go quick.
Today marks the opening of the fourth annual Pride Bahamas, yes. and an event taking place this afternoon.
And when you speak it, you, my friend,
The event starts at 4, so I figure I'll be speaking within 4 to 6, I think it is, somewhere. I'm a respondent on a panel, so I think we'll be speaking after the keynote speaker.
And the reason I'm asking that is because, you know, the Christian Council, as a member of that, is having a sitting. And I want to know what time...
Where are they sitting in?
They come in to listening to your event.
You sure they come in... I hear they was having a sitting too.
No. They're having a process outside. That's separate. But they also having a sitting. They are coming... I'm trying to find out what time you're showing on because I don't want to interrupt your part because you're my friend.
Oh, I got you.
So I want to come earlier, right? Or later. And that we can sit in. And then and just sit in and I wouldn't say interrupt because it's called a police.
Yeah, no, there's no interrupter because a sit-in is you just sit. You sit. Like a sit-in. I don't have a problem with a sit-in because you just sit.
Because you know it's about 40,000 of us in the Christian Council, right?
Yeah.
And so everyone would sit up, fill up the whole seat so you can see it's plenty. And they sit in and make sure certain people don't get to come in.
No, that's not how a sit-in works.
That's not how a sit-in.
No, no. You just... You
protest differently.
See, you get to come in. And you get to sit.
And I get to sit.
That's it. That's
it's
a protest.
It's limited seats. So I want to come in on time. So those persons who wanted to attend can't sit inside. They have to stay outside.
They could stand.
Heavens.
But listen, I encourage people to come and sit in. Definitely. I encourage you to bring snacks.
Snacks.
To share with everybody in the room. Be like Jesus.
But
if you come into this event,
yeah.
Put on the full armor of God and be like Jesus.
Well, we come in. We come in 40,000 strong. It's going to be a good big protest.
That's a whole lot of public transportation.
Yeah. And you don't have that much parking. So you...
Right. So the event is at 4 p.m. today.
4 p.m. today.
Come in at any entrance and ask security where the event is being held. It's the School of Social Sciences.
Mm-hmm.
Is presenting the talk. So you say, hey, School of Social Sciences is having a talk. You know, those rainbow people?
Yeah, the rainbow people.
Tell me where to go for the talk, please.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. I wonder if that COI group and who's standing up for straight people.
No, man. I like, you know, let me read
if
this.
They could come.
Anybody could come. I mean, this is not, it's a democracy, and I think if you read the statement from the university.
The university is so open. They just let anyone on the campus, man.
Well, once you pass through security.
Yeah.
Right? But remember, Mr. Bain said, I call on us not to be ashamed of who we are. We are not here to condemn anybody.
So they ain't coming to condemn.
But we are also proud of who we are, and we should have some pride in ourselves.
So there's pride and proud people coming.
Yeah, I mean, because there's going to be a whole bunch. The whole event could be filled with people who are proud of who they are.
Mm. Okay. This should be a good event. I'm glad that the Christian Council is coming out in mass. So I'm kind of excited about that.
They're going to have a service? What do you mean they're coming out in mass? I said Anglican. No. I didn't sign up for a church service.
I don't know if they can have church service, but I just want
to. When you say mass, would that mean Anglican? It mean service.
Yeah, that's true.
High end service. Okay,
that's true.
You want to read some of these texts?
Read
from
some of the texts, Tim. I go read from the other part. Yeah. I'm hoping that the COI find better things to protest about.
Man, it is. You know what amazes me is it's not just the COI. If you give me,
there's more than one group protested yesterday.
Yeah, I mean not protesting yesterday, but protesting in general.
I did not know that. I mean, yeah. Only that one group I heard.
If you look at today's Guardian on page 4, letters to the editor. Oh,
okay, who's that?
Pastor Lyle Bethel of the...
My good on Pastor behalf, Lyle Bethel.
On behalf of Grace Community Church speaks.
Go ahead. How Grace Community Church saying? What they complaining about?
Grace Community Church. I didn't say they were complaining.
They didn't complain?
I mean, I didn't say they didn't complain either. Grace Community Church responds to UB on Pride Week.
There you go. Put them UB people in place.
We were deeply saddened and disappointed by the statements offered by the Office of University Relations concerning the Bahamas Christian Council's appeal to cancel the hosting of this event by this special interest group and return the university back to the basic tenets of standard education and the decency of higher learning. It's a beautiful statement, right? And so I don't want to bash anybody, but I always ask, Pastor Bethel, did you lead your church community in a response to the Minister of National Security saying that 7-year-olds can consent to sex even if the law won't recognize it?
Why
it is not old
I have forgiven the minister for saying that. I have moved on. And
are you a 7-year-old girl?
No.
Are you a 7-year-old child?
No.
I don't think it's your place to forgive the minister then. Okay. The university's response, but pardon me, I was a little harsh.
No.
In my dryness.
I yield.
The university's response to this reasonable appeal states that as, quote, the National Tertiary Institution, as it carries out its fiat, among other things, to encourage our students and all Bahamians to exercise critical thinking, it was rejecting the appeal of the Bahamas Christian Council. Further, the release stated that since it was established by the University of the Bahamas Act of 2016, the university was to, quote, be free from undue influence from political, religious, or other external bodies and shall protect the institution from such influence, close quotes.
Mm-hmm.
One, critical thinking not required, only groupthink allowed and tolerated. The university should be aware that this conversation is not being held in a vacuum where glib Orwellian doublespeak comments can be given to quell the masses. No, we have all seen previews around the world of this unfolding LGBTQ agenda and what it leads to. I want to stick a pin there. Lyle Bethel, I would like to say this to you, sir.
You got to call him pastor, by the way. You got to show respect.
He's not Italian. Pasta is an Italian dish, sir.
I see what you're trying to get at. But go ahead. Talk to Pastor Liebel. Go ahead.
What is disrespectful, sir, is you don't speak to LGBT advocates in country. You don't engage them.
Do you want Pastor Liebel to engage LGBT?
I would prefer him to engage us rather than use rhetoric from foreign jurisdictions. Why would you chastise us locally for things happening in the outside world without taking a moment to speak to us on the ground?
I like to say Lyle Bethel, Morse, and what an extremist. Smart. No, they'll address you. These ain't no regular pastors. They know the word, and they brilliant in using...
I invite them. I have invited them. And I would suggest to you
Don't worry, the steam sitting you see at 4 o'clock, we can put some questions to you.
No, no, that's not how it works.
You can't put questions.
I'm sure there's going to be a question and answer period where people will be invited to put forth comments and questions, but ain't nobody going to be putting questions to nobody.
So we can't interrupt with the questions?
No, you can't
what
interrupt
kind of
with the questions. A sensible one that encourages critical thinking, sir. All are invited to attend, and all are invited to remember their manners.
Let's get this caller. Go ahead. Producer, patch that caller through. What time is it again?
4 p.m.
We
to 6
p.m. We can be there on time, 3:30 in mass. We'll be sitting down, just letting you know. Go ahead, caller. Can you hear me?
Good afternoon, Mr. Nuri.
Good afternoon.
I'm listening to you and Aaron. I would just like to have Aaron read the book of Romans, chapter 1, verses 17 to 32.
Pull it up, Mr. Nuri. Are you going to read it right
now? By the way, Mr. Nuri,
Aaron Green's
grandmother and myself were in the same Sunday school back in the day in the 1970s. Thank you.
Oh, don't go down to Romans chapter. Oh, God.
No,
are you there?
You still here, ma'am? No, let her go. No. Let her go, Mr. Nuri.
But anyway, she has evoked that kinship.
You know
you.
Who did that as well?
Who did that?
Pastor Lyle Bethel did that as well. You know what he did?
You know your Grammy?
You know what he did? My grandmother was at a church service. I think she was even being honored. Women in the church were being honored. Uh-huh. And he took that time to speak about me in a space where women are not allowed to speak at all. He took the time to chastise my grandmother. I'd like to thank you for reminding me of that special relationship that my grandmother has with the Brethren community. For they have held her and loved her and supported her and all of her family over decades. So thank you for reminding me
anyway,
of that, ma'am.
Thank you very much, Aaron. Thank you very much, Carla. We're going to go for that Romans. I think I got it. And I will read it to Aaron and make sure she's straight. Or you ain't one of the straight. Anyway, have a wonderful day, God in Radio AM with my friend Aaron. 4 o'clock today at UB. She's going to be a panelist on that show. Have a wonderful day.